The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
We are learning in the whole Perek Elu Dvorim the inyonim of Korban Pesach being Doicha Shabbos, Shabbos also being Nidcha for other mitzvahs, for mitzvahs Mila, for Korban Tomid, whatever Korbanos are Nidcha. What's the Klal HaDvar? Which Korbanos are Nidcha? And which Anana, what can we learn in a deeper understanding of Shabbos from which things attack Doicha Shabbos? The Gemara, the Maskon of the Gemara in Yuma Dafnun, over here the Gemara has a discussion back and forth exactly what the criteria is for what's Doicha. The Gemara in Yuma Dafnun says, Klola de Milsa, that which Karbonis are Doicha Shabbos, which are not, has nothing to do with whether it's a Karbon Tzibur or Karbon Yochid. Of course, Taisa says by us, in Davayin Omid Beis, that Karbon Pesach is Nikra Karbon Tzibur, even though it's brought by private people. The Gemara says, Kivin de Knuf Yossi. Since everybody in Klai Yisrael brings it together, it does have a din of Karbon Tzibur. But Lamaisa, the Gemara brings Rayas in Yuma Dafnun, and that's Takana Maskana, that there are Karboni Yochid, which are Doicha Shabbos, there are Karboni Tzibur, which are not. The Marshal, the Kohen Gadol, had a Chiyuv, to mean Chavitin, Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, is Doicha Shabbos, even though it's a Karbon Yochid. One could maybe argue, say, the private Karbon of a Kohen Gadol represents him, is his carbon as the way he's representing Klai, so maybe it is a carbon tzibur. But Lamaisa, the Gemara says not the way. The Gemara says that we see from here that a carbon tzibur and a carbon yochid could also be Doicha Shabbos. Why? The Gemara says because Zmane Kavua. The other good examples when Klai Yisrael passed in the wrong halach and everybody did Naveri, the Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, has to bring a carbon on behalf of all of Klai Yisrael. That's certainly a carbon. See, but it didn't snap around Shabbos. Why? Because it's Ein Zmane Kavua. Nothing in it says that it has to be brought on Shabbos. Masha Ein Kein. The Chavite Kohen Gadol is a din every day. So that means inherently his din is to bring that carbon today. That's Zmane Kavua. That's Doicha Shabbos. Mila, also we find the same, that's Vagdara. That Mila Bizmano on the eighth day is Doicha Shabbos. It's interesting. Is the Zman Mila, here's a basic chakir. Is the Zman Mila on the eighth day? Is there something inherently about the eighth day which that is the Zman Mila? Or we could say no. We could say that a Tinoch until 8 days, the Torah says not to Malin for the first 7 days. On the eighth day, he becomes Royce in the middle, that's the Zman, the first possible moment. But not that there's something inherently in the eighth day that renders that the Zman of Mila. Of course, we understand all the Inyonim of Mila being on the 8th day. There is an inherent Inyon for Mila to be on the 8th day. And one interesting ramification, Taisa discusses whether women are Mechuyiv in Mila. It's possible that it says that a mother is not Mechuyiv. But if a woman knows that a child is not about Kshuri, would she be Mechuyiv or not? If we say that Mila is inherently related, linked up to the 8th day, then the Rishonim and Kedushin of Koftes say that women would not be Mechuyiv Mitzvah Mila because it's a Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grom. That's one Nafkamina. But, let's go back to our discussion. What about a Mila Shaloi Bizmana? A Mila Bizmana also could theoretically be done tomorrow. There's no Chiyuv Koros if you push off the Mila for one day. Is it then to do it on the eighth day? What about a Mila Shaloi Bizmana? Also, it has to be done as soon as possible. Why shouldn't it be Deicha Shabbos? The Teretz is the same word. Even though Mila can be Doicha, that's only where the Mila inherently is Manay Hayoim Vayoim Hu Shabbos. Then we bring the carbon, then we mal the child even on Shabbos. But where the, let's say, child is now well, the baby is now 2 weeks old, we want to give him a bris Mila. So what do we say? We say, but today's the first possible moment. Today's the first day it's healthy. Be Doicha Shabbos. We're only Doicha Shabbos when we talk about something which inherently has to be done today. The mitzvah's Mila, if it's done on the 14th day, inherently is shaykh to today, not more than tomorrow. If it's on the 8th day, the 8th day is the Zman of the mitzvah. Now, as far as different dargis of things which are Doicha Shabbos, which are not, Pekuach Nefesh was discussed in a different shiur in Daf Samach Vav, that Pekuach Nefesh is only Doiche Shabbos, we said that Mila and Karbonis that are brought is the Pshat. There is no Shabbos, Legabe Karbonis and Mila has to be done. And we can understand that very well in light of what we just said. It's not the Pshat that there's a tzorich, there's a mitzvah specifically to bring it today. A Mila Shalev is mine, is also a mitzvah to bring today. What about Karbonis? Maybe there are certain Karbonis that are the mitzvahs to bring them today. Still, they're not Doiche Shabbos. Why? Because what's Doiche Shabbos is not that there's two things to do and this mitzvah is bigger than that mitzvah. But the pshat is that the din of doing Malach on Shabbos, the issue of doing Malach on Shabbos, is that doing a mitzvah Malach on Shabbos is a violation of the Kedusha of the day. It's a violation of the day. The day of Shabbos is Mechayiv Shvisa, it's Mechayiv resting. One who does a Malacha creates that the day is not a Yom Shal Shvisa. It's not the act of Malacha per se, which is also, but it's that the act of Malacha turns the day, for that person at least, into a day of Ishvi, so that's this. Mashen, Cain, where the day itself is Mechayim doing that mitzvah, it's not a violation of the day. Adirava, it's a kiyum of the Kedusha of that day. If a child was born on Shabbos, and the Yom Shmini, little Eidot is on Shabbos, it's not that doing the Ma'aseh Milah on Shabbos is a violation of the Shvisa nature of the day. Faket, the Kedusha of the day means that that day was Miyuchid for this child to be Mekayim Mitzvah Mila. And there's a very special ramification of this Nekuda. It's an interesting halacha. If a child is born, and this is the way the Rambam Paskin, if a child is born by C-section, what's called, in the terminology of Chazal, a Yoytzi Doifin, is not born Blade. This is the Pasuk in Pasha Shmini, in Pashat Tazriah, that teaches us the dinim of Mila B'yam Shmini. It says over there, of course we have the Pasha of Mila by Avram Avinu, but the next Pasha after Asinah of Mila is in the beginning of Pashat Tazriah, Isha Ki Zazriah V'yolda Zocho B'yam Shmini Shistami Shilasyam B'yam Shmini V'holo B'yam Shmini, I'm sorry, B'yam Shmini Yimo B'sar Alosek. So the Gemara dashes from the proximity of Tumas Leda to B'yam HaShmini, that Tumas Leda, which has to do with a natural birth, is the only time that a woman, only when a woman gives birth naturally, only then is there Mila B'yam HaShmini. What? A baby born by C-section, we don't mal B'yam HaShmini? No, of course not. So what the Gemara says is that there are two halachas that are linked up with each other. There's the mitzvah of Mila B'yam HaShmini, and it's the fact, the extra halacha, that Mila B'yam Shmini is Doiche Shabbos. The Gemara says that if we hold that a Yoytze Doifin, that we dash in what we just said, the Smichus, of the two Psukim to teach us, that there is no din of Tchias Shabbos. B'yam HaShmini, the Gemara says, we learn that B'yam HaShmini, Yimov Zalot, B'yam HaShmini, Vafilu B'Shabbos. If we don't have that din, because it's not a baby that was metame the mother betumas later. It wasn't a natural birth. There is no din of mila the Shabbos. Then the din is that there's no mila b'yam shmini. There's no specific mitzvah b'yam shmini. Mashen came. If we hold that the yoytzedayfin is also mukhliv b'mila b'yam shmini, we then would hold that the mila is deicha Shabbos. The Rambam paskin is not that way. And the Rishonim asked the question. The Rambam holds, on the one hand, the Yoytze Doifin, a baby that was born by C-section, you mechuyiv to mal on B'yam Shmini, zechiv gomim in the rights to mal on B'yam Shmini at any cost, if you're able to. If he's healthy, of course. Masha'en kein, mitzad the din of Shabbos, which is the Pasuk of Pashat Tazrini, Tazriya, B'yam Shmini, B'yam Shmini, v'afilu b'Shabbos, that din does not exist by Yoytze Doifin. What's the pshat? How are we mechalik between two things? Reb Chaim Brisker explains in his Sefer, in Hilchus Milah, that there's two parashas of Milah. There's the Milah of Avraham Avinu. Parasha Milah was given to Avraham Avinu, it was given to us as descendants of Avraham Avinu. Then there's the Parasha Milah, which is in Parashat Tazriah, which was set to Klai Sol after Asina. He says, as far as the parasha of Avraham Avinu, there's no din over there of Shabbos. There was no Shabbos before Asina. The din of Shabbos relates to the mitzvah Yom Shmini of Milah, as we find in Parashat Tazriah. In which case, in that parasha, we find it in conjunction with natural birth, and therefore the two halachas are separate. There's one din b'yom HaShmini, b'tzad the parasha of Avraham, but you're right, there's no chiyuv mitzad the parasha of Klal Yisrael, the parasha Tazria, there's no chiyus in Malvut Shal B'yem Hashmini. So Mele, there's no din there, Zeche Shabbos. The way we're explaining, the explanation is true, but it's also, this, it goes a lot deeper than that. The pshat is that Kedusha's manum was given to Klal Yisrael, the essence of time, being Klal Yisrael being above time. Klal Yisrael is Amanetzach. Klal Yisrael lives in a marechet, in a system of Kedushas Hazman, which is above the regular dinim of the day. That would tell us that the din that the day of Yom Shmini inherently is Kodesh for Mitzvah's Milo, is only shaykh to the Milo that was given to Klal Yisrael after Sinai. Of course there's a parasha of Milo that was given to Avraham Avinu, but that was given to Avraham Avinu, Klal Yisrael, the Ovid, Hagdoshim, and the Shiftei Kor. It was given to them when there wasn't yet a Mitzvah, a reality in the Bria of Kedushas Hazman. In that context, in that vein, if one does a Maisa of Mila B'yem Shmini, one is not doing, if one takes a Yotze Doifin, and one does not, Yotze Doifin is Nismai from a Pasha, a Pasha Tazvi, and one mouths that child B'yem Shmini, one is only being Mekayem the Mitzvah of Avraham Avinu in the system of Avraham Avinu. The others, before Matan Torah, there was no Kedusha Tazmanim. So Mamel doing the Maisa on the day of Shabbos will be in violation, will be a Maisa Malacha, and it will violate the Kedushas Hazmanim of Shabbos. But Nochtifa, let's say this on a different level. When a baby is born by natural process, that means that this was the day that he was supposed to be born. If this is the day he was supposed to be born, then the day which inherently carries it, for him, the Kedusha of Mitzvahs Mila is B'yem Shmini. So therefore, on the eighth day of his life, the day itself is Niskadish, that for this child, this day is his entry point to a relationship with the Rabban Shlom. The day is niskadish on a personal level for the person. By the way, this is Lamashal HaHalacha. I'll just say that a father who's mouthing a child, a father whose baby is having a bris, that day for him is an Issa Malacha, like the day that a person would bring a carbon. It's a private, you have to do this, Kedusha says manin, on a private level for that person. So when we mouth a baby that was born naturally, that means for him inherently this day has Kedushas Hazmanim of Mitzvahs Milo. There's no violation of Kedushas Hazmanim of doing a Maisa Malacha on Shabbos. Ma'ashen came by a Yotze Doifin. What's a Yotze Doifin? That means that there was nothing natural about the process of this baby, of this boy, baby boy's bris. For whatever reason, they decided that the baby had to be born. The birth was created by the hand of man. That means that there's nothing inherent about this birth taking place on this day that it had to be on that day. Man intervened in the natural order of things. Doesn't mean that man is not allowed to when necessary. But the fact of the matter is that in this birth, man intervened. The fact that the child was born on this day is somewhat arbitrary. It's not arbitrary because the Rabban Shlom decides when children should be born. But as far as the natural process of the world, this child arbitrarily was born on this Shabbos. Does the day have for him Kedushas HaMoyadim, Kedushas HaZmanim, that he was born on that day, that next Shabbos inherently is a day that has him Kedusha of Mitzvahs Milah? No. That's the difference. This is the oimik of why the parasha of Avraham Avinu would not be Doicha Shabbos as far as Mitzvahs Milah is concerned. Masha'en came. The parasha that was given to Klal Yisrael with Kedushas Hazmanim, with inherent Kedusha in the day of B'yom Shmini, why that parasha would also be Deicha Shabbos. Because again, like we're saying, it's not Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of Mila, there's a mitzvah of Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of a carbon, there's a mitzvah of Shabbos. And this is Deicha A is Deicha B, the carbon is Deicha Shabbos. The pshat is that there's no violation of the Kedushas Hazmanim of the Shabbos, if inherently the Kedushas Hazmanim of this day is Mechayev that carbon. Let's bring another example of this type of thing. On a Kochim level, we just said something about meal. Let's just say something. Let's go back to a carbon. The Gemara says in Beitzad Avchof that all carbonists that are brought on Yom Tov have to have a reason why they need to be brought on this Yom Tov. Let's say a person has Tamachiyav, he was Noidur a half a year ago, a chi of carbon oil. He wants to bring it on Yom Tov. That's when his community is in Yerushalayim, he wants to bring it. He's not allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. Why? Because there's no reason why it has to be brought on Yom Tov. It violates Vidaych the Yom Tov. So it could be brought after Yom Tov. Carbon Chagigah and carbon Re'iyah, the Gemara says that since they are Zmanam Kavua in Yom Tov, So they brought on Yom Tov. These are the sugars that we're learning in the next few blot of which korbanos are doich, which are not. The korban chagiga that he brings for kedushas Yom Tov. The korban re'io, which is the special korban of being the mitzvah by Loredo, certainly inherent in the Yom Tov. They're not just happens to be he wants to bring them on the Yom Tov, but they are shayach be'etzim to the Yom Tov. They're doich Yom Tov. However, the halacha is they're not brought on Shabbos. Frek the lecha mishnah in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Halacha Ches, that if we say that they're inherently part of the Yom Tov, why shouldn't they be brought on Shabbos? This their zman is kavu on the first day of Yom Tov. Same way Korban Pesach, the zman kavu is Yudal Nisan. The way we're explaining the pshat is like this: the korbanos that are specifically brought on this day, the pshat is kedushas hazman is mechayiv. The avoid of this day is mechayiv bringing those korbanos. They're doicha. They're not considered a ma'aseh malacha on Shabbos. The reason why Korban Chagiga and Re'iyah are brought is not specifically for this day. It's for this week. The Kedusha that they have, that's the Mechayev bringing their Korbanos, is the Kedusha of the whole week of Yom Tov in total. One has to bring the Kedusha's Yom Tov is Mechayev bringing these Korbanos. Therefore, the Halacha is one can bring it on Yom Tov itself, not only on Chol HaMoed, because the bringing of these Korbanos is not a violation of Kedusha's Hazmanim of Yom Tov. Adirabah, the Kedusha's Hazmanim of Yom Tov is Mechayiv bringing these Kavanas. These Kavanas are an expression of Kedusha's Yom Tov. But they're certainly not an expression of Kedusha of the day, the first day of Yom Tov. They could be brought the whole week. So are they an expression of the Kedusha of this day specifically which fell out on Shabbos? So the first day Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos. You can't bring these Kavanas. Kavachayim and Kavri, you cannot bring. They're not doing Shabbos because they don't have to be specifically born on this day of Shabbos. But since they are inherently shaykh to the Kedusha of the whole week, so they're not in violation of the Kedusha of Yom Tov. So they will be doicha Yom Tov, they won't be doicha Shabbos. This is another expression where this definition of being doicha Shabbos, being doicha Yom Tov, is not a matter of being doicha, of weighing up two things and one being mevatel the other. But the pshat is that it's hutra because these things, Shabbos, Milo, Karbonis, all are inherently linked up to Kedushas Hazmanim, and when that's the Avoida of today, then that's not a violation of the Shvisa of today. Hashem is something which is not inherently linked up to the Kedusha of today, will not be able to be brought on Shabbos. Even if the Karbon is a Karbon one's Mechuyiv to bring, or the Milo is a Milo that one is Mechuyiv to do, a Milo Shalai Hazmanim, or it's a Milo V'yotze Doifin, which is not shaykh to the Kedusha of today, those mitzvahs cannot be doicha, Shabbos, or Yom Tov.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shayla, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.